Hi, is this Amal?
Yes, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, pretty busy. How about yourself?
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you're busy, man. I hope everybody's going to be busy.
No, not really. Our industry, you're either really busy or you have nothing to do. I was hoping I could grab a few minutes of your time to go over your file, and you could grab a pen and paper and make some notes.
Okay, hold on just a second. Okay, go ahead, sir.
So the first question I have is just kind of a common question is, the business is called Sarah Florian Granite. Who's Sarah?
It's a corporation. Sarah is my daughter.
So you named it after your daughter. Okay, cool. Just wanted to kind of get that connection. Second thing is this. I talked to Brian. He said that the equipment, he wants me to estimate that this equipment would cost $125, the used one, and then potentially work backwards. So I'm going to quote you on some ideas that I have for $125, okay?
Okay.
So John, to go over your credit, by the way, I just did a soft pull on your credit, so there's not a hard credit inquiry already ran. Your score right now off Experian is a 699.
Okay.
And then additionally, are you a renter or a homeowner? Because I don't see a mortgage on your credit.
Rental.
Okay. So here's the kind of way that I would talk to you, and hopefully you respect my honesty. The guy who's put together the deal, whoever you're working with on a 3-year term, it's not a bad deal. I think I can do something a little different based on the time in business and credit and bank statements. Also, most of my loans, they're not going to require financials, which are tax returns, things like that. Have you provided that to your current lender, things like tax returns and financial statements, or no?
Yes, I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have those, so I don't necessarily want those. I like to work quickly and just get people answers and earn their business and help their vendor out. So I'm going to quote you on not having your financials, but if we need them, great. There's always a value of time, okay? So here's my thought process. You got 3 years in business. The credit's a little thin. You got it, and you said your payment over 48 months for 120 was what again, please? 29-something?
29.06, something like that.
29.06, and that's based off 120, correct?
No, that's based on 145 plus whatever.
Okay. Oh, so that's based on 145 with 20-something thousand down.
$29,000 down, yes.
Okay, perfect. No worries. So here's my kind of thought process on what I think I can do for you, okay? So I think the value that Bank of Cardiff will do is not draining your cash flow. From a lender perspective, you having equity in this machine is really great because it allows you to essentially, it allows you to have a huge protection. And by that I mean, if the machine's worth $145 and you're putting $29,000 down, if for some reason you default, that equipment can be repossessed, sold, and there's not a huge loss, or there's not going to necessarily be a loss. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I'm going to attack this a little differently and give you some ideas off 125 on where I would be at. And then if that works, great. If not, you know, you got some options. So the first thing is, hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
I'm sorry, the line completely cut off. So I think I can give you a similar cost of capital, but I don't need to give you 25% or 20% down. I can have a program that I'm not 100% confident, but I think there's a strong chance you'll qualify for, and you'll only need to put 2 payments at signing. So you'd prepay your first and last months. So if you did a 60-month deal, you'd have 58 remaining payments. If you did 48 months, you'd have 46 remaining. So I wouldn't require a huge money down. What I'm going to do is give you an idea of what I think your payment schedule is going to look like on this program to see if you're interested, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So give me 1 second.
Give it to me in 60 payments and 48 payments.
Yeah, you got it. Give me 1 second, okay? Just running some numbers here for you. Give me a second here. So on a 3-year, on a 4-year term, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Your payment should be probably payment's going to be around $3,100 to $3,150 a month, in that range.
Okay.
On a 5-year term, this is on 125. Your payment's going to probably be around, I would say, around $2,575 to $2,600 a month. So if you want to run numbers and APRs on me, you can feel free to. These yields are around 10%, give or take. So they're going to be similar to what you've been offered. But the big difference is the money down. I'm not going to require you to put, or the program that I have in mind for you doesn't require equity. That's a big difference on how we do, on how we work things. If you are willing to put a lot of money down, by the way, I might be able to, I have some other programs that might be able to like knock it out of the park for you. If you're willing to provide me with your financial statements, hey, we might be able to go a little cheaper, but it sounds like you've been thinking about this equipment for a while, correct?
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while, sir. Yes.
Okay. I mean, here's the way that I kind of plan things. The relationship, it has to work on both sides, and I don't think, unless it's absolutely necessary, to take $30,000 out of your pocket, that's a lot of money. It's a substantial amount of money, and it doesn't really, it's good for the lender, it's good for us. I don't know if it's necessarily the best for you. And so how I'd kind of attack your file is saying, hey, look, no nonsense. The cost of money is going to be similar. However, I'm going to give you this transaction with way less money down. And if that interests you, I can submit your file and get you an answer either today or Monday.
Man, you know, it's like I understand, you know, what you're saying. It's like I'm interested, but it's like I'm not interested with the higher interest rate, man. 10%, that's too much, you know what I mean? It is really too much, man.
I think I don't think it is. I think the reality is you've been getting a lot of manufacturer financing, and you're a 3-year-old business, and I'm not trying to talk down to you. 10% with 20% down is high. 10% with zero money or two payments down is high. But what I want to do is just give you an idea. There's of kind of like the difference in rates. So I think it's gonna give you kind of an idea of what you're trying to accomplish and kind of how different the payments are. And we can take it from there. So if you got a true deal, let's say you did a true 7%, all right? Let's say it's a 7% deal. Your payment would be $2,446 a month, okay? So let's say if your true deal was $2,446. If you do a 10 deal, it's around $2,600. I mean, you're 2612, you're looking at a difference of $100. This is all about cash flow. So you're not talking about a mortgage. I think when you're used to rates, you're talking, and just to kind of go over, I'm not trying to steamroll you here, but the reason why interest rates are really important is when you talk about 30-year loans on a mortgage. Because let's just say you buy $500,000. Do you own your building or do you lease your space?
No, I lease it, sir.
Okay. So, and it's not, sir, I'm just Ruben. I'm just someone here trying to help you out with who works in the sound industry.
This is just, you got to be polite when you talk to people, man.
Absolutely. Well, my name's Ruben, your name's Mike, no big deal at all. So let's say that you are buying a commercial building in 2 years. So let's say you pick up the phone, you give me a call and say, hey, Ruben, do you know someone who does mortgages? Whether or not we help you, we stay friends, that's the reality. But let's say I don't get your deal done. Let's say you end up going somewhere else or you don't buy the equipment. We're still going to be friends. Let's say you call me in 2 years and say, hey, I want a building loan. And do you know anyone that can help me? Well, mortgages, when you talk, every percent of mortgage you get over 30 years equals 15% more or less buying power. So if your rate is 4% versus 5%, you can borrow 15% less money. If it's 5 to 6%, it's an additional 15%. Because you're talking about a long-term loan. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, yes.
So basically, if you buy a $500,000 building, if your rate goes up 1% on a 30-year loan, you can borrow 15% less of $500,000. That's $75,000. It's the same payment for $75,000 less. This is not a mortgage. This is a 4 or 5 year equipment deal. And so the difference in interest, it's not $100,000 or $200,000. You're talking about $100. So let me just kind of walk you through the math. You're not qualified yet, but I can walk you through the math.
No, man, you don't tell me. Listen, I trust you. I don't know why, man. You know, you know. So, like, into the 60 months, man, for 25 sit, like $2,500. That's mean I got to give you $5,000, right?
First. So, let's see. If we were at, so if we did one, and this is 125. It's not 120. Keep that in mind. I'm not trying to sugarcoat that.
Yeah. It's 125. Well, my whole Brian, you know, he's got to do his job. All right.
You can have whatever conversations you want with Brian, but, like, I'm quoting you around 2575 to 2600. So that times two is $5,200, and usually there's like a documentation and site fee. We go out to view the equipment of $300. So I don't know, $6,500 due at signing, all in, including two payments, not in down payment. That includes your first and last month. So that means you wouldn't have your bill for December, and you wouldn't have your bill for your final month. It's not a down payment. It's actually two payments up front, first and last. But I think the reality here is this. It's not about like playing with math. If you're dead set on a very low interest rate and you're willing to put money down, you should do it. Not a big deal. I'm sure you can find a bank where you can put 50% down and do it. The way that I see it is this. If you have a payment that is $100 more a month, but than you want, but you don't have to put $25,000 down, that's a way better deal. Because if you think of
it, I agree with it, it's
the math. So if those numbers work for you, you're not approved yet, but if this idea works for you, let me know and I can submit your file and hopefully get a yes. But I don't want to submit your file.
I think for the 60,000, yes, it's an idea. It's a good idea for me.
The
reason why I'm saying this, because Brian is buying my saw too. So that's when, cut my, my payment. You know, it's like I will be paying only extra, $600, $800.
So here's what I'm going to do. If these numbers work, I'm going to get on your file. If these work, I'm going to get your file submitted and then give you an answer if I can do this on Monday morning for you, okay?
Okay. Can you give me till this afternoon, man, to think about it? I don't want to say yes and no. Can you call me, give me 3 hours, just let me absorb it?
Think about those numbers if they work, because you're not approved yet, like I said. If those numbers work, give me a call, and then I can submit your file and hopefully get you approved. Take your time, okay?
Okay, no problem, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.